107.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden is in France, where he'll take part in the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of the D-Day invasion that marked the beginning of the end of the Nazis.
President Biden arriving here in France to honor the veterans, but also to underscore the importance of American leadership in protecting democracy. Biden is trying to rally allies to help defend Ukraine against Russia, which has been gaining ground. And he will meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky while he is here.
ABC's Mary Bruce traveling with the president. Deadly severe weather in Michigan. A tornado brought a tree down on a house in the Detroit suburb of Livonia, Michigan. A two-year-old boy was killed. His mother was injured. As expected, the Senate failed to muster the votes to pass the Right to Contraception Act, which would have guaranteed the right to contraception nationwide. In a statement, President Biden called it unacceptable. This is ABC News. Follow-up on the Colorado Bureau of Investigation forensic scientist accused of mishandling and altering DNA from hundreds of cases over a nearly 30-year career.
A new internal affairs report finds forensic scientist Yvonne Woods omitted material facts in criminal justice records and tampered with DNA tests. The report finding the Colorado Bureau of Investigation was alerted by colleagues to problems with her work in 2014 and 2018, but she continued on the job. Now hundreds of her cases are being reviewed. Woods retired in 2023. So far, 3,000 DNA samples from cases she worked on have been retested. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Internal Revenue Service announced that most people in the East Palestine, Ohio area who got money from Norfolk Southern after the fiery train derailment won't have to pay taxes on it. The revenueers say the derailment qualified as an event of catastrophic nature. It's non-taxable income. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Melissa was my neighbor in L.A. Her husband, Jim, would break open these $100 bottles of wine they just have sitting around.
A friend of mine and I went to his friend's house. Her dad put like a $500 bottle of scotch down on the table and was like, hey, I got this for you guys. Like, go ahead.
We're 18. We can't appreciate this. I've never had an alcoholic beverage in my life until my 21st birthday.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The warden at the maximum security state prison in Waupun is facing up to 3.5 years in prison. Randall Happ is charged with felony misconduct after an investigation into 4 inmate deaths. 8 other people have been charged as well. Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt spoke in a press conference Wednesday about making changes to Wisconsin's prison system.
I would ask why not? One new prison could replace 2 prisons, or 2 renovated prisons would be much better than what we have now.
An internal Department of Corrections investigation is ongoing. Parents and teachers of Southside Elementary School in Madison are calling for the removal of their principal and assistant principal. An 18-page letter of complaint was sent to the Madison School District on Tuesday. Parents assert that school administrators don't listen to them. They also claim school leaders ignore bullying and punish black and brown students disproportionately. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
Milwaukee gets swept in Philadelphia. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports. For the third straight day, the Brewers' bats stayed quiet, and Milwaukee was shut out by the Phillies 2-0 on Wednesday. It's the first time the Brewers have been swept this season. Manager Pat Murphy says the Brewers are right there with the best teams in baseball.
Every game could have went either way. Taking these on the chin here against best record in the National League, like, hopefully that sits in the right place for these guys and they understand, hey, we're right there.
Milwaukee was outscored 7-2 in the series. They'll have a day off before heading to play Detroit for 3 games against the Tigers starting Friday. Tonight is the first game of the NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics host the Dallas Mavericks in the best-of-7 series. Today is the start of the state high school softball tournament in Madison. You can follow along on the WIAA's website. The Packers wrap up OTAs today ahead of next week's mandatory minicamp. Training camp opens up next month. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any remaining sprinkles or showers moving out of the picture? Partly cloudy skies in the overnight. Lows dropping back to the middle 50s by daybreak. On Thursday, a partly sunny sky, mid-60s and breezy. A couple of afternoon showers or sprinkles possible. Right now, it's 54.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk to Wisconsin Women in Conservation. They're having a field day you need to know about. J.R. Radcliffe with sports and Brittany Merlot for weather and wine. Join us.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So I ran across, welcome to the second hour of our program, I ran across one of the most amazing articles on the New Republic this week. It just blew my mind. I wanted to get the author on, and he's with us. Ken Silverstein is an investigative reporter based in Washington who has reported from Colombia and elsewhere in Latin America for over 30 years. He's got his own Substack blog over at, or newsletter at Ken Silverstein. Substack.com, and his Twitter handle is Ken Silverstein 1, S-T-E-I-N. And but the article at the New Republic is titled "Off Leash: Inside the Secret Global Far Right Group Chat." This is amazing. Ken, welcome to the program. Tell us about Off Leash. What is it? Who's running it? And what's going on there?
Well, Eric Prince created it last December. He named it Off Leash after the podcast, which he created the month before. And it's become there are about 400 members, and it's a collection of people, most three quarters from the U.S. There are, you know, contingents of about 30 in Israel, 20 in the United Arab Emirates, 20 in the U.K., and then from about 30 other countries with much smaller contingents. And it brings together a group of right-wing, I say that the political spectrum of Off-Leash ranges from the extreme right on the far left to the outright fascist, delusional, crazy on the far right. You know, the leftist in the group, there are a few people I call dissidents, and they, in any other context, would be considered extremely right wing. But it's political elected officials in the U.S., including two current members of Congress, several former members of Congress, current government employees. You know, around the world, there are political leaders from extreme right wing parties, including in Germany, the Alternatives for Germany, which is probably the most right wing political party in Europe, at least of the, you know, the ones that have a big following. It, you know, and it urges the same sort of white replacement theory that's proposed here by white nationalists in the United States and others, such as Tucker Carlson, who's also a member of the Off-Leash group.
Remind us before we continue who Eric Prince is, also the guy who started this thing.
I guess, yeah, I assume everyone knows, but it's true. He's not as prominent as I think. He founded Blackwater, the private mercenary firm or private military contractor, whatever you want to prefer to call it, that created numerous scandals in Iraq and subsequently has worked, you know, in mercenary operations supporting the United Arab Emirates, where he made an absolute fortune, and other parts of the world. And he's also, you know, very politically wired in the U.S. He's a big funder and supporter of conservative causes and candidates. I mean, he's very close to the Trump administration one, and he would be very close to Trump administration, too, if that comes to pass.
He's Betsy DeVos, billionaire Betsy DeVos's brother, too, isn't he?
Thank you. I always forget that. And it's an important fact. Yeah.
Yeah. So in your article, you write about a number of the conversations that are just shocking. I mean, beyond troubling. Let's start with their opinions about the Biden administration that they call the Biden regime.
I mean, this is one of the most troubling things. You know, this is a group that they thought was private. I mean, foolishly, because there were so many people in the group, it was bound to leak eventually. I was petrified. I was going to get scooped, in fact. But they think it's private. So it's not like their views in public are real sober, but their views in private, where they think they have privacy, are quite shocking. And most shocking, and what you're referring to, are their attitude about their so-called domestic enemies, which is a term they use. And yeah, I mean, look, I'm not a huge fan of Joe Biden or his government, and particularly because of what's happening in Israel, but other issues as well in Gaza. However, you know, I don't believe Joe Biden is literally in bed with the Muslim Brotherhood and ISIS in Iran the way that these people suggest that the Biden regime is, and that the entire Democratic Party basically has been since the Bill Clinton, since he was president. And they, you know, openly call them enemies. They believe they're traitors to the United States. You know, I mean, I'm critical of the Biden administration, but this is crazy stuff. I mean, Michael Udelson, who's a business partner of Prince's, said that there was somebody in the group. It was someone else who actually made the original comment that I'm referring to, which was, you know, it was like, I have it from a reliable source that members of Hillary Clinton's State Department team met in Iran with Osama bin Laden. Like, I mean, are you kidding me? Like, you know, I have a very cynical view of political officials, but no, I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. And Udelson, who's a business partner, says, I hope I'm, you know, allowed to, I'm just quoting his language, but Udelson says, I believe that it was probably Hillary's Muslim Brotherhood bitch, Huma Abedin. And in this group, I mean, it's not so surprising, although even here their views are extreme. You know, foreign policy for these guys, diplomacy is not part of foreign policy. Their foreign policy is overthrows, covert operations, bombings, assassinations, which all were called for, you know, routinely by various members of this group. And, you know, diplomacy, forget about it. But that's, in some ways, I mean, some of the specific things they said are quite horrific and horrifying. But the stuff about their domestic enemies is even worse, because they literally are talking about, you know, a roundup of their enemies that needs to happen to cleanse the country, and that the, you know, it's, they're going to have to muster the will, which to me conjures up the image of, you know, Leni Riefenstahl. I'm mispronouncing her name.
Leni Riefenstahl.
German propagandist, yeah. You know, yeah, thank you. You know, the triumph of the will. They have to muster the will to make America, they don't say great again in this context, they do in others, you know, to reestablish total American global supremacy. And that, you know, it's going to require taking out their domestic enemies. You know, one of them talked about a Nuremberg tribunal, you know, where the traitors would be tried, the globalist cabal, members of the globalist cabal would be tried. And I said to him, look, you know, because he was one of the few people who agreed to speak to me. He ran a security firm in Indianapolis, and he has, you know, military background. I mean, he worked for Blackwater and other private military contractors. But I said, like, to me, like, a Nuremberg tribunal, like, who's going to be tried? And it sounds to me like you're proposing, you all in this group are saying that, you know, it's really incredibly annoying. They're always moaning about how they're crushed under the boot heel of the deep state, even though, like, overwhelmingly they're wealthy, politically wired, influential. These are not people who are, you know, suffering as a result of, you know, being, like, oppressed by the deep state. I said, it sounds to me like you're just, you know, you're talking in the group chat about your enemies in the deep state and how they, you know, are unfair and out to get you all. But you're proposing something that sounds like just the reverse, going after your enemies and trying them at a Nuremberg tribunal.
And those people at Nuremberg were hanged.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. That is an important point. That was suggested elsewhere in their conversation, too. More explicitly. He said, oh, no. I mean, you know, it has to be very fair and impartial. U.S. military justice is the best there is, which I don't think really holds up at this point anymore.
Yeah, ask people at Gitmo.
You know, given Guantanamo, among other things. But he said, but, you know, so we'll have panels that will, like, make sure that the right people get prosecuted at this tribunal, the really ones who deserve to be prosecuted. And, you know, he said, we need, for those tribunals, we need people like Matt Taibbi and Jordan Peterson, you know, and others of similarly impeccable character. That right. Impeccable, the word, but something like that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. That doesn't inspire a lot of confidence.
I get it. Ken, yeah. We have a little less than 2 minutes before we hit a hard break I can't control. You also write about how these guys are, shall we say, skeptical about democracy. Can you speak to that?
I mean, they're very skeptical about democracy. They can't define it, as I say in the piece, and the ones that can define it don't like it. I mean, they're very clear. Like, there's a Colombian, like, far rightist in the group who, you know, Colombia 2 years ago elected its first leftist president. This guy said at the time, publicly declared, hey, my workers can vote for whoever they want. It's a free country, and I'm free to fire them if they vote for Petro, the socialist.
Mm-hmm.
This is typical of the way everything in the group. They're the two former members of Congress and two current members of Congress were discussing the famous Robert Heinlein line, about bread and circuses. And basically the plebs, the plebeians, are easily manipulated by populists, and democracy is dead from the moment the vote is extended to these, like, low, undeserving people, because, you know, give them bread and circuses and they'll vote for you. So, I mean, they have contempt for democracy. They have contempt for common citizens. And they, you know, propose solutions to this issue, these issues, the problems with democracy that basically would eradicate democracy. Literally, though, like, you know, they say things where in the context of what they mean by democracy that, like, you are talking about a dictatorship. You're not talking about a democracy. So, as I said, they can't define it. Many can't define it. And some of them, the ones who know what it is, are like, you know, they don't say we're going to wipe it out, but they don't like it because it gives the lower classes, the plebeians, a vote that could possibly lead to their privilege, their wealth and other privileges being taken away, and they can't abide by that. They want dictatorship, not democracy.
Amazing. Ken Silverstein, check out his blog. It's Washington Babylon on Substack. Just go to substack.com and plug in Washington Babylon or Ken Silverstein. It'll pop right up. Ken, thanks so much for dropping by today. This is amazing work you're doing.
I really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
My pleasure to highlight it. Thank you so much.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
18 minutes past the hour. Jared Kushner building a memorial to the victims of NATO aggression? Say what? I'll tell you about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us. I used to be so uncomfortable in bed on hot summer nights, but not since I discovered Cozy Earth's revolutionary cooling bedding and sleepwear. Cozy Earth is crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature and ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. I've slept like a baby since we switched to Cozy Earth, and I think you will too. And right now, my listeners can get an exclusive 30% off on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and enter that promo code Tom at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. Plus, their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. Ready to sleep and feel better? Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom right now and enter that promo code Tom for an exclusive 30% savings. That's 30% off at CozyEarth.com/Tom with the promo code Tom. And after checkout, be sure to select SiriusXM in the follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Hey, Tom Harbin here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at Tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at Tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at Tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at Tom.tv, that's T-H-O-M.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Standing at the edge of a rocky shore, you breathe in the cool, salty air, watching the sun disappear on the horizon. Across the globe, someone begins their day along a sandy beach, listening to the rhythm of the crashing waves. You each envision a world beneath the water, vibrant life in every imaginable form. Now, imagine it's all gone. What was once a place of wonder and beauty is now a dull, lifeless wasteland. Food, jobs, medicine, all gifts from the ocean, all gone. Time is running out to protect our oceans. And without our love, everything the oceans provide can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our oceans. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So your business was humming along, but now you're falling behind and teams are buried in manual work, taking forever to close your books. If that's you, you should know these three numbers, 37,000, 25, and 1. 37,000, that's the number of businesses which have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle. 25, NetSuite turns 25 this year. As 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs. And one, because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all your KPIs in one efficient system with one source of truth. Manage risks, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. Everything you need to grow, all in one place. And right now, you can download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/Hartman. That's H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, two N's at the end. That's netsuite.com/Hartman to get your own KPI checklist. netsuite.com/Hartman. That was an amazing story with Ken Silberstein. Just remarkable. Here's another one. Jared Kushner, of course, in exchange for we don't know what, probably at the very least helping MBS, the dictator of Saudi Arabia, cover up his murder of Jamal Khashoggi. But whatever. Khashoggi gave him $2 billion to use for his investment fund. And his first big splash, his first big investment, is a $500 million deal, a $500 million deal. He's not the only source of cash for it. He's got a couple of partners in this thing out of the Middle East. His first big deal is this $500 million real estate deal in Serbia, along with the Serbian government. Now, the Serbian government is currently run by a fellow who is, his name is Aleksandar Vučić. He is a pro-Russian hardliner. He's a good friend of Vladimir Putin. He was the Minister of Information in Milosevic's government. Slobodan Milosevic, of course, the Serbian war criminal who was tried at The Hague and who, you know, ran rape camps. So anyhow, Kushner is in bed with this guy, and he's building this, you know, hotel, office building, you know, complex. And they're going to erect a monument to NATO aggression. Now, NATO and the United States stopped the Serbians from slaughtering people during the Serbian war, during that, you know, the Balkan War. And Wesley Clark, General Wesley Clark, has just flipped out about this. He said, this is part of a broader Russian intelligence movement to split, discredit, and weaken NATO. If Russian imperial pushback, should Kushner participate in this? Of course he should not. Also involved in this is Richard Grenell. He's a very wealthy man who was Donald Trump's ambassador to Germany. And he's now the acting director of national intelligence, which is pretty weird. And he's got close ties to the Serbian officials. And he's made no secret that he wants to be the Secretary of State in a second Trump administration. And he's a partner in this $500 million deal. So here we've got all these Trump people. You've got, you know, the guy who is Slobodan Milosevic's Minister of Information. And they're going to erect a memorial to the victims of NATO. Just exactly what Putin wants. Thank you, Jared Kushner, you sick SOB. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program, the place where despair is not an option. Get active.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
The Hunter Biden trial continues. His wife was on the stand today. His mom, Jill, is going to be in Paris. She's leaving this afternoon for tomorrow's D-Day ceremonies.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere. It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air. Without you, there wouldn't be a Tom Hartman program. And now more than ever, it's crucial for you to show your progressive support. And one of the best ways to show your support is to sign up for Tomcast. That's our podcast. It's at TomHartman.com. Never miss another heated debate on healthcare, global climate change, or our economy. Never miss another one again. Plus, labor news, full Monty alerts, conservative alerts, and my personal favorite segment, Geeky Science, each and every week. But wait, there's more! As an added bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my Best of the Rest of the News, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Hey, if you like the rants that I open the show with every day, they're typically published over at HartmanReport.com. Check it out. Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal? Or is it just all hype? Well, for me, there's a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to store. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and it can expire pretty quick.
Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has the optimum amount of nutrients that your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus get a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? John in Cambria, California. Hey, John, what's up?
Not much. How you doing, Tom?
I'm fine. In fact, I'm great. I'll get better.
Excellent. I knew you would.
So what's up?
Hey, I have to disagree. I actually called when Pocan was on, and I have to disagree with what he said about gloating. I think we should gloat till as the day is long. We just need to keep on gloating about Donald Trump's convictions. We gotta take the gloves off and just go, you know, hard ass on these people. And I understand his sentiment. And I understand that's his demeanor, but people think the Democrats are wimps because we don't do this stuff. And I think one of the first things that came to mind with his 34 things, Biden should be out there and all Democrats up for reelection. Everyone in the House that's a Democrat should be running on, instead of Bernie Sanders, $27, it should be $34. A dollar for every conviction. You've got to take advantage of these opportunities.
I get it.
You know?
Yeah, I get it. Here's the point he was making, though, John. And let me just lay this out maybe a little more clearly, and you can respond. The argument that Donald Trump is making is that this is a political prosecution. He says, you know, they didn't roll out the charges until after he declared. Well, he declared months earlier than anybody else would have or normally does. Because he knew these prosecutions were coming so that he could make this kind of claim. But number one, he's saying that this is a political persecution. And of course, the Biden administration is saying, no, it's not. We had nothing to do with this. This is Alvin Bragg. This is local to New York City. So if a member of Congress or the president had shown up in New York to gloat and say, see, you know, I told you so, then it would have amplified Trump's message that this was a political prosecution. I think that what they did was straight on. I mean, solid. They got Robert De Niro and a couple of other movie stars to go out there. And again, this was organized. This was coordinated by the Democratic Party. This was Jamie Harrison put this thing together. And Robert De Niro shows up and says, you know, this guy's a bum. And of course, you know, a movie star is going to get a hell of a lot more publicity than just some random member of Congress. And it makes it seem that it's not a political persecution. Instead, here's a guy who's, you know, titularly a member of the public, right, who is pointing it out. I think actually the way that they play it, I think they should have done more. They should have had a different movie star every day. It took them a while to get their act together. But doesn't that satisfy your requirement?
No. Okay. And I'll tell you why.
All right, go for it.
Every day on the floor of Congress, the Republicans have already tried Joe Biden for crimes he did not commit.
Sure.
They've already convicted him of crimes that he did not commit. And they've already, I mean, they do this on a daily basis.
Yeah, it's Stalin-esque.
And it makes the news every single day. And it means nothing because none of it is true.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and they're promising, by the way, to you know, Stalin had show trials in the I believe it was the 20s, maybe the early 30s. I forget what year it was that Lenin died and Stalin took over, or was it the 19-teens? But whenever it was, the way that Stalin consolidated his power, and there were, as I recall, two big waves of this. I just read a book on the history of the Russian Revolution. That got me started. You know, what got me interested was that new series on TV, or that new show. Well, I guess it was five or six segments on. We watched it on Amazon. I'm forgetting its title.
And what Stalin did is, you know, he would drag these people out in these very high profile venues and accuse them of things and basically not let them even, you know, put together much of a defense. And that's what we see Comer Pyle, you know, James Comer and Gymnasium Jordan or Jim Jordan, you know, the shouty half-dressed wrestling coach. That's what we see them doing every day. And I assume that that's what you're talking about, John. They're trying to replicate Stalin's show trials.
Well, we don't have to be cruel. We can do it in a funny, humorous way.
Yeah.
But it's happening to us on a daily basis. Having a little Schadenfreude for something like this, there's nothing wrong with. It's not like anyone died.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And so let's take advantage of it when we can. These opportunities don't come, you know, around often enough. And when they do, we need to have a plan.
Yeah, okay.
And we need to celebrate. A little Schadenfreude helps.
Okay, point made. John, thank you for the call. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
All right. Yeah, Ron in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Tom, I really appreciate the program, but one thing that's never been clarified to me is, isn't it a fact that Trump had the inspectors at those labs in China removed before the COVID virus broke out? And I'd like to.
I don't know what he did do. When Obama was president, and there was that outbreak of. What's the name of that disease? The one that makes you bleed from your eyeballs. Anyway, you know, when that horrible outbreak happened, you know, came out of Africa, and one of the doctors was flown back into the United States to be treated down in Texas. Right wing just went hysterical about it. You know, they just went nuts. And Obama responded to that by creating two offices to deal with pandemic level possibility diseases. This wasn't the Marburg virus, it was the other one, but anyway, and one was within the White House. It was an office within, you know, under the direct aegis of the president, and the other was an office within the CDC. And those two agencies, which had a combined budget of, you know, 20, 30 million bucks a year, it wasn't a lot of money, they had been targeted by one of the Koch brother aligned groups as examples of government waste. So when Trump came into office, he shut them both down. And so they were, you know, in place to deal with exactly what happened with COVID. So when COVID happened, Trump had nothing. So it's possible one of those agencies was, talking with like the lab in Wuhan. And I mean, there's these bio labs all over the world and they do talk to each other, and that's a good thing. But I don't recall the specific details, Ron. But where were you going with that?
I was just wondering if he could have been notified earlier than he was notified because of the outbreak of the virus, and they're assuming it came from the lab.
Well, we still don't know if it came from the lab or if it came from the market, and it's really kind of a moot point at this point. Because even if it did come from the lab, it originated in one of those animals, you know, that were in the market, or that, you know, could have been in the market, the bats, basically, in the caves near Wuhan. But what we do know is that, you know, Trump botched the response, and that he did know in December that this was coming. I mean, we now know it wasn't until January that anybody was talking about it, but our intelligence agencies knew that there was something going on in November, and they knew by middle December, before Christmas, that it was a unique coronavirus, because we'd already seen SARS and the Middle Eastern one. It wasn't Mars; it was something like that, though. You know, we had seen those during the Bush or Clinton administration with SARS, and then the one in the Middle East that I believe was joined during the Obama administration, the one that camels were transmitting. Yeah. So you know, we had some sense of what this was and where it was going to go. And Trump told Bob Woodward, you know, and it's in Bob Woodward's book. I mean, we've got the tape recording of it. He told Bob Woodward, this thing is deadly. It's worse than the flu. It'll kill you. It's airborne. And that was in the first or 2 weeks of January. So, Trump knew, and people died. And I was just looking up the statistics yesterday. The only country on earth, rich or poor, the only country on earth that had a higher per 100,000 death rate, a higher per capita death rate than the United States was Peru. The United States was number two. We had the highest, the second highest COVID death rate of any other nation in the world. And Peru at that time was being run, I don't recall if it was Fujimori or his successor, but Peru was also being run by a right-wing crackpot nut job at the time, you know, who was denying COVID and saying, just get back to work, all this kind of stuff. Who was basically doing the same thing Trump did, but they didn't have any kind of medical infrastructure, which is why they had such, you know, at least at the level of the United States, which is why their death rate was even worse. But Trump killed a half a million Americans absolutely unnecessarily. And that's just never discussed, which just blows my mind, Ron. Ron, thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour, quarter two. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Picking up your calls, I'll be right back with you. Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant-quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman, with two N's, or enter the code Hartman, with two N's, before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Corral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy, national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hi, I'm EJ Williams for American Humane. For thousands of years, dogs have been our best friends in our worst times. Today, we're also learning that our best friends, millions of whom are abandoned each year, are often the best medicine when people are facing obstacles. To help both people and animals, organizations like American Humane have been working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, finding animals in need of forever homes and training them as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help our veterans, the elderly, and children all overcome the daily obstacles of life. In this way, the rescued can become the rescuers. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. 49 minutes past the hour. Well, it's 10 minutes to now. Picking up your calls here, Diane in Ann Arbor. Hey, Diane, what's up? Diane in Ann Arbor, watching us on YouTube. Going once, going twice. Sorry, Diane, you got to listen to your phone. Don in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Don, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I want to talk about the First Amendment, the Establishment Clause.
Yeah, which says that you're talking about the government may not establish a religion for the United States, for people who don't know what you're talking about.
Correct. Yes. A couple of days ago, the Washington Post had an excellent article about the increase in voucher programs going into from public schools.
Yeah, I wrote about it on Tuesday and did a rant here on the air about that yesterday.
Okay, I'm sorry I missed that.
That's okay. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, the money comes from property taxes in most states, I believe. I've lived on the West Coast, and that's the way it was in California and Washington.
Right. For schools,
so,
yes.
And churches pay no taxes for their property.
Correct.
So they're exempt from property taxes, but yet that the vouchers and the school funds come out of property taxes. So that's a big disconnect there.
And now they're going to church schools. And that was the point the Washington Post made. Billions of dollars just in the last couple of years are now being funneled into religious schools that never were before.
Right. And have you heard of the IRS Form 990 that's used by nonprofits?
I'm very familiar with it. Yeah, I've run a couple of nonprofits. It's basically your tax return, your annual tax return, and it's a public document.
Yes. And churches, but churches are not required to file that.
I didn't know that.
A lot of people are advocating churches pay taxes. Well,
yeah,
the
me too.
You say they do?
No, no. I'm advocating that they should. I'm in agreement with that position.
Yeah. So before that happens, I think IRS needs to set up, or it has to be done from Congress and voted on. But
it does.
To get churches to do that. But I think it would be wonderful. Way to see where the money goes into churches. It would give a lot of transparency to churches' funding. I would love to see, for example, the Mormon Church or the Catholic Church. I'd love to see
it'd be amazing to see their 990s. And here's the thing about churches paying taxes, and this is why I'm an advocate of churches paying taxes. If you're a for-profit corporation, which is what churches would have to become if they were going to pay taxes, you don't pay any taxes at all unless you show a profit. You only pay taxes
on
your profit. So if I'm running a church and I'm, genuine about my Christian faith, or, you could apply this to any religion, obviously, but, I'm a Christian, so let's talk about Christianity. If I'm actually following the teachings of Jesus, and I am, his great commission, his one teaching in Matthew 25, the only place where he says this is what you have to do to get to heaven, feed the hungry, give thirst to the thirsty, visit those in prison, heal the sick, clothe the naked, or which in modern parlance would be house the homeless. If I'm running a church and I got money left over at the end of the year, if I give that money to those kinds of charities, if I do that kind of activity, I have no profit. I pay no taxes whatsoever. And, so the people who are saying churches can be able to maintain their tax-exempt status are basically saying that churches should be able to be money machines for these, in some cases, multimillionaire pastors who run them, you know, who've got, I mean, some of them have got multiple private jets. They live in mansions. It's crazy. And it's because Franklin Graham is one of the worst. I mean, you know, this guy is rich beyond measure and claims to be a Christian. He goes on TV going, you know, call our number and we'll pray for you and we'll beg you for money, you know, until the day you die. And then he endorses Donald Trump, you know, the rapist in chief. We need to tax the churches. And I say that as somebody who was once an ordained minister and for 2 years was the pastor of a church in Detroit.
But one of the knee-jerk reactions I hear when I suggest taxing churches is, well, they do a lot of good. Well, if they had to file a 990, we could see how much good they do. We'd quantify that.
Amen. Literally. Don, thank you very much. Yes, good talking to you. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I have a comment and a question. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine.
Okay. My comment is this. I think that you don't have to be a psychiatrist in order to know that once you have heard that post-verdict tirade that Trump went on after a while, and it took 35 minutes of him to just ramble on insanely. I don't think you have to be a psychiatrist to know that he has lost his already tenuous grasp on reality. And if that isn't bad enough, here we have a man who is a convicted rapist, a felon, a draft dodger, and who is probably clinically insane. How is it that the Republicans are now willing, and I'm not talking about the MAGAs who are beyond hope, I'm talking about these 10 or 12 senators or congressmen, I mean, like Mike Johnson, who went up there and said, well, we're going to overturn this conviction and all because we still support him. I don't understand how what are considered relatively sane men in our Congress saying that they would still support.
Carol, forgive the interruption, but I see that I only have 20 seconds. I think it boils down to two things. Number one, they're racists. They hate the same people Donald Trump hates, and he's willing to be upfront with his racism. And number two, they want to protect the tax cuts for the billionaires that Donald Trump and George Bush and Ronald Reagan gave them. To hell with the federal budget. We're $34 trillion in debt. Almost $40 trillion has been pissed away with tax cuts from three Republican presidents, and they want to protect that. I think it's those two things.
But how can they want a man with the power to have the nuclear weapon in his hands to be insane? That scares me.
That's how just greedy and racist and evil these people are. I use the word evil not in the metaphysical sense, but in the social sense. You know, they're willing to destroy the lives of people, or at least not lift up the lives of people in exchange for the patronage of the billionaire class. Carol, thank you for the call, and the racists.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge, and once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. And number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding my dogs Blue and Chewy Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. It's shelf-stable and dry to the touch, so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Telly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are...
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles joins me to talk about the best kids shows, Summerfest and Ferris Bueller. And I play some highlights from my visit to a recent Bigfoot convention.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.